This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Link reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the second hour of the KE Report Weekend Edition. Now, Al is away this week again, so what I'm doing is the same thing as last week. I'm replaying some of the more listened to segments on our website from daily editorials throughout the week. I'm starting off with a couple daily editorials focused more on the market moves from a couple technical traders, and then a couple company updates at the back end of the show. This first segment is from T.G. Watkins, Director of Stocks over at Simpler Trading. It was posted on Tuesday. We go through a wide range of sectors where T.G. shares his trading strategy. Now, TG, just a broad comment here. We've heard from a lot of finance guys that, look, this market is tough. There's not a whole lot of financing deals out there. People are really looking for some sort of direction, some sort of upward direction in really any sector. But fact of the matter is these markets are choppy at best and have, I guess, a little bias to the downside, especially over the last about 3 months now. From more of the technical trading standpoint, what are you seeing out there, TG? Is anything exciting you, or is this really just a tough, even market for the trader?
It is tough. You know, even in a good market, the average trader can do well and ride the wave and ride the trend. And right now, you know, I'm talking to a lot of my trading buddies and yeah, it's hard cutting anything out. You just have to be very quick, very short term about things. Yes, there can be overall trends, but they either tend to be choppy or oscillate quite a bit. And you either have to have staying power to be able to ride out a lot, something maybe that goes against you, or you just need to be quick about getting in and out on stuff. The market has been tough because, well, we've got a lot of conflict around the world. I think that investors are hesitant and nervous about things and the whole interest rate stuff. And, you know, we're just not really sure where the future is going to go. I mean, the market likes certainty. And right now there's a lot of uncertainty out there. Plus, we've got interest rates that have been climbing.
Well, let's talk about that, TG. The interest rates have been, they kind of broke out to new highs. It's been a pressure against a lot of other markets. What do you make of the bond market and the scream higher in interest rates?
Well, other than the market itself, which was overbought coming into the end of July, and our breadth indicators and stuff told us that we were likely to see a change in trend, which definitely worked out. The TNX, so basically the interest rates, bounced off, tapped and bounced off of the daily 50 right about, say, call it July 18th. And right about then was the top of the market. And, of course, the market started to roll over and pull back right when interest rates started to break out again. So there is definitely a correlation there. Now, on the other side of this, we have been pulling back for, you know, moving down for almost 3 months at this point. It's been a long slog, no joke about it. But if we look at the TNX on a weekly chart and we add the three ATR, the third Keltner channel, basically, three times prior, when the TNX gets outside of those bars, the third ATRs, it tends to pull back, and it does correlate with the market moving up for a bit. Maybe not forever, but just correlates with moves. We are now in the fourth time that price is getting outside of these areas and these levels. So I can't pinpoint right now. I can't say, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to go bullish right now. But we've got the 10-day moving average of the put-call ratio super high and just hanging there. We have breadth super low and basically doing a double bottom. We had the S&P just do an undercut from a prior double bottom low on Monday. We are back at the daily 200, and then, you know, the TNX is up here kind of outside, like an overbought condition territory. And so it just seems that we should be in an area where price wants to turn around. I'm pretty sure I said that 3 weeks ago when I talked to you guys too, and we did get a move. We did get a bounce in the market right at the beginning of October, but then we've given it back, and now we're at an area where, well, we're at a double bottom, and now we need to see if this is going to hold at any point. Like, still, everything is kind of spring-loaded, but nothing has actually triggered. And that's just the name of the game of what we've been dealing with, even as professional traders here.
So even if bonds rebound here, because, quite frankly, they're just so oversold, which will pull down at least the yields to a slight degree, there's no denying that this is almost a four-year run that is quite historic for the trajectory that we've seen rates move on. Is this early stage still, TG, or do you think that eventually, even if this more recent maybe pullback in rates happens, do you think we still could see rates continue to move higher, bonds continue to sell off?
Look, I mean, I'm not going to pretend to know that answer, because that is what everybody is trying to figure out. And if you knew, then you'd know how the future is going to go. Because what the whole argument about higher for longer and the inverted yield curve and all these things and recession and crash. I mean, if people knew this answer, then, you know, we wouldn't have the really big famous traders out there on two different sides of the fence. So that is the biggest argument out there. The only thing I can say is clearly we're in an uptrend as far as the interest rates, you know, the TNX. I'm just saying that as an ebb and flow of that uptrend, we're at an area where three times prior, it has at least pulled back, and the market has also been, you know, pretty much moving down or correcting for 3 months at this point, and it could provide a little bit of fodder for the market to move up if this happens or whenever this happens. But, you know, I'm looking for it, and we've just been, I mean, you look at the NASDAQ, it's been oscillating in a downward channel. So I just want to see if there can be kind of a lineup of events, you know, a lining up of the stars to finally get maybe a couple months of a good moves out there. Because when the market does move up, it moves up pretty quickly. You have to jump on, you have to ride that wave, but then you have to be able to get out at the top of the wave, because, you know, this is just what's happening. We go up and come down, we go up and come down. It's very quick.
Yeah, TG, it really has been choppy waters, making some investors and even seasoned traders quite nauseous in the wake of it. But one of the things that helps guide your activity in addition to the technicals is some of the market internals. So I'd love you to maybe give us a recap of what you've been looking at as far as the breadth and the put-call ratio. Those are other elements you bring into the mix.
Yeah, I've definitely been looking at them, and they've been helping me catch some of these waves. Like, as I said, the last wave we were able to pretty cleanly catch was right at the beginning of October. We know that the put-call ratio is super high, so we're kind of spring-loaded on that, meaning that there could be a lot of short covering rallies. But then I look at the breadth, and the 50-day SMA breadth got down to 7%. We can also look at the 20-day breadth, and that gets down to, like, 5% and 7 and 10%. And it's doing it again at basically every time. Like, it's gone down now three times recently to that level, and each time we've at least gotten a bounce. Not a big one, not a sustaining one, but we've gotten a bounce. So if you're a long only trader, you just got to find these opportunities to catch these bounces until the next major trend actually resumes, I guess, whether it's up or down. I'm wanting to lean towards the upside because, you know, we've been going down for 3 months, and I feel like if this market was really going to implode, it probably would have done so by now. The other thing we can kind of look at is if you do look at the semis and you do look at the NASDAQ, you look on the monthly and weekly timeframes, and we could make an argument that there is a cup with a declining handle, and we're in that declining handle portion right now. So, you know, the market just loves to frustrate everybody on both sides and then finally make a move. So that might be kind of where we're at, is until everybody pulls their hair out and then finally it's going to go do something.
Boy, we've heard that line a lot this year. Is it the market frustrating people? Can you elaborate a little bit more on what you meant there by if the market was already going to fall out of bed or go through a big decline, you think it already should have?
Yeah, well, we've kind of saw this, we saw this back around April, May, you know, back when the debt ceiling crisis was kind of going on. I was looking at the breadth indicator, and we went from maybe 58% of stocks over their 50-day SMA down to 26. And we were looking, I was looking for the market to move down. A lot of other people were doing that as well. And it basically went sideways. You know, you look at the NASDAQ and the SPY basically through April, May, totally sideways, even though breadth went down significantly. And at one point you think, scratching your head, like, well, this seems strange. Either this thing is about to implode because the last man standing finally gives it up, or there was a pullback internally. You know, the rest of all these other stocks pulled back, but the strong ones held, and then we shoot up. Well, we now know the answer. It shot up. So I'm looking at breadth, and from the end of July, which basically marked the top of the market, we went from 90% of stocks over their 50-day SMA down to 7%. And you look at the S&P and the NASDAQ, and you're like, well, sure, it's pulled back, but it doesn't look so terrible. It doesn't look like the market has imploded.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time for this segment on the radio, but if you want to hear that full interview, again, just check out our website on Tuesday, Matt T.G. Watkins posting. We're going to be right back. More replays from earlier this week.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this replay of a daily editorial, we're featuring Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago, also editor of the Lion's Share Pro website. This interview was posted back on Thursday and is, again, just another take on the markets jumping around from sector to sector with a technical, more short-term trader that really isn't loyal to any market, just follows what his models are telling him. I hope you all enjoy. Dan, I want to talk about U.S. equity markets because, look, they're selling off a fair bit this week. Now, whatever reason you want to attribute that to, fact of the matter is you look at the charts and this is a continuation now of about a three-month sell-off of consecutive lower lows, lower highs, and we're just breaking to a whole new lower low. Who knows where the bottom's going to be, but really seems like this sell-off is being led by the NASDAQ. NASDAQ was down, I think, over 2% yesterday. It's closing in on being down about 2% today. So, Dana, what are you seeing in some of these charts for the U.S. equity markets in terms of just how much lower they could go?
Right. Thanks, Corey. So you mentioned that the NASDAQ is leading the way lower. I would say, yes, just recently. So, you know, today, the last few days for sure. If you go back to basically, you know, after we topped in July, we started getting, you know, warnings in the data pretty much immediately in August. Some of the broader indicators, some of the broader averages started deteriorating right after that July top, and gave us a heads up that, okay, maybe not all is well out there in equity market land. And if you look at, you know, for example, the small caps and the broad market, it's been pretty much straight down since that top in July. We had kind of a stabilization briefly in August and early September, and then it's been pretty much straight down since. So masking that, the large cap average has kind of masked a lot of that weakness. But if you look at the Russell 2000, for example, we're testing those lows from last year, the 2022 lows, or something like the Value Line Geometric Composite, which tracks the median stock in the market. That is also down, testing those lows from last fall. The microcaps are hitting new lows. So it's not like the weakness in tech and the large caps is kind of the catalyst for this sell-off. Things have been selling off. I think just the last few days, the new catalyst is that breakdown in the NASDAQ, in the large caps, in tech, which all of those areas have been holding up relatively well. So now that much of the selling has been done in the smaller cap issues, have taken them down to last year's lows, I would certainly not be pressing shorts in those areas. In fact, we've covered much of our shorts in the smaller cap area just the last day or two. But with the large caps now breaking some of those key support levels that have held for the last several months, that opens up further downside in the immediate term in the large cap. So we're switching some hedges into those areas, and that certainly could lead the way lower in the near term, another leg lower in the near term. And hopefully, for those looking for a bottom, hopefully we see a spike in fear levels, a spike in bearish sentiment along with that breakdown in prices that might produce some sort of washout or capitulation, and maybe we could start to put in a more durable bottom.
Okay, Dana, so it sounds like with the small caps and when you look at the overall market breadth, a lot of the micro cap stocks have already kind of plumbed some lows, or they're already made new lows, but you're seeing more weakness in the larger cap tech stocks, which were some of the ones holding up the indexes. Since a lot of people do track the indexes, though, any technical support levels that you're watching just on the S&P or on the NASDAQ that you think are of note for maybe people looking to bottom tick once the larger cap tech stocks have finished their move down?
Yeah, sure. So for us, looking at the S&P, we really were waiting for a solid test just below 4,200, which we nearly got at the beginning of the month, now getting it here at the end of the month. So got that good test. Breaking those levels now, if those, you know, around that 4,180 to 4,200 level, if that area is not immediately, you know, reclaimed by prices, then we're looking at, you know, another 150 to 300 points lower in the S&P. So looking at 4050 and perhaps 3900 below that next for the S&P. We're talking about the Dow. Obviously, that 33,000 level was key. That is giving way, appears to be giving way now. The next spot would be down closer to 31.5. And if we're looking at the NASDAQ 100, another relative stalwart of late, that 14,400 level has been really good support. That giving way as well right now. So we'd be looking at down below 14,000 next, around 13. They were 13.6 to 13.8 in that area.
All right, Dana, let's look at a couple other markets that are moving higher, seemingly some one that's kind of withstanding a higher price, a couple actually. But first and foremost, the recent pop or bounce in Bitcoin, it got up to about that $35,000 level, is pulling back a little bit today. A lot of this move potentially on the back of some ETFs being approved, but I know you focus just on the chart. So what's this move in Bitcoin that really has just happened over the last about 2 weeks? What's the potential here for Bitcoin?
Right. So it's kind of been moving sideways for the last, you know, most of the year. Kind of a frustrating trade, which means typically for us, that means don't get too aggressive. Don't take too big of bets. And so it's been basically on either side of the pivot levels. Certainly, like you mentioned, the last week or so broke out sharply above those levels. We've had really good resistance in the 28,000 to 30,000 range over the last 12 months or so. The next, what we've been looking at since the bottom about a year ago, we've been looking for the next progressive high above that level to be in the 36,000 range. So we really almost got there in 1 week. So I would say if we don't shoot up there immediately, you can be buying a pullback, especially towards that breakout level around the that 31,000-ish range, looking for this cycle or this short-term move to kind of complete up closer to that 36,000 range. But if we blast right up to that area, I certainly wouldn't be chasing that. I'd be waiting, trying to sit on my hands, waiting for a better opportunity there.
All right, well, we're out of time for this segment, but again, if you want to hear that full interview, all you have to do is click on that Thursday posting. I know we usually feature Dana on the weekend show, but this week we took a little bit different tact on the first hour, so figured why not play the replay for all of you, because it was posted as that daily editorial on Thursday. Everyone stick around, going to be right back, getting into a couple company interviews from this week.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News. news update. The manhunt in Maine is finally over this Saturday morning.
Our community can now breathe a sigh of relief.
You're listening to Lewiston, Maine Police Chief David St. Pierre.
We're going to grieve for the families that lost loved ones here.
After a 48-hour manhunt, detectives in Maine find the mass shooting suspect dead. He shot himself in the head. This after killing 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar.
We're going to continue to work. We're going to persevere. And we've become better people for it.
The Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will.
We would like to have them released today, with or without a humanitarian pause.
That is White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. As promised, now moving into a couple company updates posted earlier this week, starting with an update on Monday from Lithium Bank, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LBNK and on the OTCQB under the symbol LBNKF. I chatted with the Chief Operating Officer, Kevin Peepgrass. I hope you all enjoy this interview. We're getting a more of a broad update here because the last time I chatted with Lithium Bank was on the back of the company's PEA that was released May 25th. We recorded a webinar in about the early to mid part of June. On the back of that, there has been a number of news releases coming out moving the company's two projects forward, actually. Boardwalk Lithium Brine project as well as the Park Place project. I want to start with the Boardwalk project simply because, well, that is the flagship asset for the company. Lithium Bank did announce on September 11th that you signed an intellectual property license agreement with GoTo Lithium Greenville Resources to test out their direct lithium extraction technology through a pilot plant and into commercialization. Kevin, give us a little background on this deal, how it's coming together and the significance of Lithium Bank using this DLE technology to, well, at least start testing some of the material from the project, please.
Yeah, sure, Corey. Thanks. Yeah, well, firstly, I mean, this is on the backs of several months of test work with GoTo Lithium, sending them our brine, and of course using Hatch as our third-party moderator when it comes to our daily test work. And the results showed remarkable results, and the ability to use additional reagents, different reagents that are quite a bit cheaper and readily available in central Alberta. So that test work led us to the road of negotiating an exclusive licensing agreement with GoTo Lithium Greenview Resources, which we'll just call GoTo Lithium because it's a mouthful. But essentially, I'll talk about Greenview, well, GoTo Lithium here. GoTo Lithium is essentially a joint venture between Computational Geosciences, which is a Robert Friedland subsidiary of Ivanhoe. It's a R&D subsidiary for Ivanhoe. And the other 50% of that joint venture is a company called Cleantech Water. Cleantech Water are ion exchange experts. They're water treatment experts. They've been doing water treatments, desalinization, tailings water, cleanup for several decades in Australia, in Asia, and they've also been doing ion exchange. And they use their ion exchange system, which is a patented continuous ion exchange system, in other mineral recoveries like uranium or copper nickel or cobalt. And so they have quite a bit of experience bringing a piloted project to a commercial scale project. And they've done this several times with this technology.
So give a little bit more understanding to us here of this pilot plant. It's being shipped to Alberta. You're going to use it to assess essentially the scalability of this technology in, again, a pilot plant form. So what's going to be important to note when you start to use this pilot plant? Run some material through it.
That's right. So the best thing about this license agreement is not just using the technology, but it comes with a pilot plant that's already built and already been used. So it's currently just being refurbished for the purposes of lithium and lithium brine at certain temperatures. So that's in the works right now. And, the pilot is currently sitting in Melbourne where they're headquartered, and it should be on a boat before the end of this year towards Alberta and land in our facilities in Calgary, early 2024. Now, piloting is a really important part of advancing these projects because DLE is really that one piece that everyone gets stuck on and sees that as the risk on for these projects. So piloting at a large scale allows a real view of what it looks like to scale up. So this pilot is 500 liters an hour. So let's say 10,000 cubic meters of brine a day. So that's quite a bit. It allows us to get some really remarkable data from the pilot that can be used in a pre-feasibility and a feasibility level study. It allows us to run a lot of optimization at something that is scalable and something that allows enough brine to go through to test the resin and test the actual process on the brine.
Now, are you set with this DLE technology then, or would you be looking at other partners to potentially test out their DLE technology? Give us an understanding of just how tied in you are with this agreement and, again, just what it means moving forward into an updated PEA, even some other economic studies.
Yeah, sure. So the exclusivity is on our side, and it's the way we did the deal is a milestone agreement. So we provide GoTo Lithium with shares for every milestone met, and these milestones need to be successful to continue forward. Obviously, we did the agreement because we have a lot of confidence in the team from GoTo Lithium and their abilities and the technology. But it's always been Lithium Bank's mandate to always test anything that's out there that makes sense. So we do continue to test with other technologies. That's not out of our realm, and obviously we're putting a lot of focus on this technology, but we will test, and we do test with other groups continuously.
So as it will filter into the PEA, that really would just update the PEA, wouldn't it? Put some actual numbers around what could be possible through production with this DLE technology.
Yeah, so the GoTo Lithium, we're working on an updated PEA. I mean, this technology and the results really sprang the need to do a new PEA because we expect the, some of the numbers around the operating costs to be greatly improved with a better purity and just lower cost reagents. It really makes a big difference on that, right? Our reagents and resin costs in our previously published PEA are about 54% of the OPEX. So it's a big number. And anything you can do to reduce those numbers down in the OPEX just gives you, so much better optics downstream. So we look forward to putting that out before the end of this year as well.
Okay, so that updated PEA is coming before the end of the year. And then in terms of actual results from this pilot plant testing, we need to expect those next year when the plant does arrive on site, correct?
Yeah, we'll share with the market some of the results that we're using in the PEA, but certainly as we start piloting at a much larger scale, those results will be available as we go forward and, have more regular updates as we continue to optimize that tech.
Okay, let's get a quick update then on the Park Place lithium brine project. On September 5th, the company announced that it engaged Schlumberger to conduct subsurface reservoir modeling for the resource estimate. Give us an understanding of what's important here to filter into that resource.
Yeah, so when you're dealing with new resource estimates, there's certain aspects of, the uncertainty of certain resources, say in hard rock, you need to drill more holes to get measured, indicated. With brine and reservoir modeling, it's really the reservoir characteristics and the deliverability and the grade, of course, right? So using the likes of Schlumberger with reinterpreting and using hundreds of well logs, seismic, and we've since acquired some 3D seismic that will give us very robust subsurface information and really greatly improve the confidence of the reservoir itself and its characteristics and how much brine it can come to the surface on a regular basis. And being done by Schlumberger, global experts at this, gives a lot of credibility to the project and to the resource.
When do you think we're going to see that resource then?
Most likely we're continuing to do sampling. We'd like to get some more brine samples from the project area. It's a large project area, so there's some ground to cover. And when we've completed that program, that'll tie into the resource. So I would expect that early next year as well.
All right, there's the update from Lithium Bank. Kevin and I continued to chat for just a little bit longer where I got him to outline the upcoming news flow that all investors should be watching out for. Lithium Bank is a company, again, in the lithium space, which we have noticed garnering more attention from investors. So I've been making a concerted effort to get some more critical minerals companies on our show. That's why it's always useful to check out our website on a daily basis to see what companies we are featuring. Everyone stick around. We'll be right back to wrap up the show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Here to wrap up the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. The interview that I am featuring now was with Defense Metals. Posted on Thursday, Defense Metals just announced that they had delivered samples to interested customers or parties. So I had on Craig Taylor, the CEO of Defense Metals, to discuss what this means for the company's Wichita project in BC to potentially move it closer to some sort of construction or development decision and bring on a partner. I hope you all enjoy this final interview of the weekend edition this week. Now, Craig, let's recap a couple news releases that have come out more or less throughout this month of October. The last time I had you on the show was to update everybody on the resource, the updated resource at the Wichita project, the company's flagship that is in BC, just outside of Prince George. The company most recently on October 17th announced that you had shipped mixed rare earth oxide and carbonate samples to interested parties. These samples coming out of the company's flotation pilot plant. Craig, take us through this stepping stone. I've gotten a number of people saying we want to know when the company ships these samples to larger companies because they really think this is a key stepping stone for the company to really unlock the value of this Wichita deposit. What can you tell us about these samples that were shipped?
Well, they're exactly right. The piloting is really the holy grail of rare earth processing. And we were able to produce high-grade carbonate and oxide, similar to some of the biggest producers in the world. And we've since had requests for samples to be shipped to some of those producers as well as metals traders globally. So we shipped a couple samples to Asia, two to North America, two to Europe, and we have more to ship in the coming months. So really, for a company to get that stage is very rare in the rare earths business. You know, it's been 5 years of development, extensive testing for SGS. I mean, they just wrote a 388-page beneficiation report, and that was from our previous release. So the testing we've done has been excruciating, thorough, by one of the best labs in the world.
So what are these companies looking for in these samples? What sort of feedback would you like to get, and what would move the needle forward for these larger companies?
Okay, we were just at the San Antonio Rare Earth Conference down last week, and we spoke to them all, and they're all needing feed for their processing facilities as they ramp them up. And, you know, as we all know, we need to double rare earth production, especially NdPr, within the next decade, which is the equivalent of bringing on 10 Mountain Pass mines. So everyone is in need of feed, and that's from processors to metal traders to OEMs. So it's really a race to get offtakes from a miner like us, and we are the most advanced in North America, and so there's a lot of interest being shown.
So, Craig, when can we expect a follow-up from this? Will you be able to release any news on the feedback you get on these samples?
We have signed confidential MOUs that I can't speak to. I expect there will be more coming. I imagine if we enter into a partnership or a secure offtake agreement, that will be announced, but it also depends on the company that we're dealing with. A lot of them don't want their name out there.
Okay, so I guess we just wait to see what or if any news you can release. Are you going to be shipping more samples as well? Is this going to be an ongoing process?
Not ongoing. I mean, there's only 10 to 12 potential customers we'd be shipping to, and the second batch will be going in the next week to months. It depends on SGS's processing. So that's, yeah, more news to look forward to there. We're, you know, working with the First Nations on an agreement that we hope to get out shortly. So there's good news coming there. The 43-101, which you alluded to, is going to be filed this Friday. The drilling news that we put out 3-4 weeks ago, we're completing that this week. So we'll have a release that will be explaining the success of that. And the PFS keeps chugging along. SRK and Hatch and 180 and Apex are doing a great job. And we're still on schedule to get that out the first half of next year.
Okay, let's talk about that drilling then that you announced started October 3rd. This is the phase two, pretty much geotechnical drilling, it seems like, here, all feeding into that PFS that's underway. What should we look out for this type of drilling when it really is just this kind of drilling that feeds into a bigger economic study?
Yeah, typically the geotech isn't really interesting. It's just to prove stability of the areas we're going to be working on. But in this instance, some of the geotech drilling that we did was into the anomaly, into the northwest corner of the deposit. So if we find visible carbonatite there, we will drill deeper, and that potentially could expand the deposit.
Now, there's also another news release that came out October 10th that talked about recoveries. That is essentially the gist of that news. It says Defense Metals updated beneficiation results confirm the production of a high-grade flotation concentrate at high recovery. Can you recap these results for us, please?
Yeah, so in order to have a viable and economic rare earth project, you have to have a sellable concentrate. And some people say that's 35% or over. We were achieving 45%, and that's in line with what Lynas, Mountain Pass, Bayan-Obel are getting from their deposits, and those are the biggest producers in the world. So we're very happy with the results. SGS did a 388-page report. It was 3 years of testing, so they have tested absolutely every single possibility within the deposit that you can. Niels Verban and his team are excellent. They're probably the best in the world, and we're very pleased with the results.
Now, is there any tweaking that could be done to these results, or are you pretty much settled now since they are kind of industry average?
No, there's always tweaking to be done. They never, ever stop. So that's a good thing, because they always improve when they tweak. So we encourage that. It's not going to be as extensive, but there are things that they can always look at to improve on results.
So, Craig, as a lot of this work just ties into that pre-feasibility study, is this going to be critical to potentially getting a partner on board then, since you would assume that these partners or potential partners would then have these samples that they have shipped and they would just like to see more de-risk economics?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing that we want to determine is the cost of feasibility. So we're going to have line items breaking down everything we have to do for feasibility. We're going to take that and everything that we've compiled and done, and we're going to send that to the Department of Defense for a white paper funding application. So we recently hired Matt Zelnowski, who's to work within the Title III Defense Production Act white paper application process. He's walking us through that, and that will be submitted the first week of December. Then as the pre-feasibility is finished, we'll be taking that and showing it to viable partners around the world, and they will either act as off-takers, potential financiers, JV partners. It really determines on who comes and what they're interested in.
How could the government tie into all of this? Because again, this is in BC. The Canadian government is saying they want to be more supportive of critical minerals. How could the government play a role?
Well, that's a good question, because the federal and provincial governments have said publicly that they will be cutting down on permit times and funding critical minerals projects that have First Nations involvement. And we've got a very good relationship with McLeod Lake. We're working on a new agreement. And if that comes to fruition, we're going to take that to the government and hopefully they stay true to their word and open their wallets and cut down on permitting times.
How do First Nations tie into this as well? Can you give us an update on that front? Simply because, well, a lot of interest has been shown in terms of getting First Nations on board early.
Yeah, and we've been working with McLeod Lake for the last 4 years. We've got a very good relationship with them. I was with the chief twice, 2 weeks ago. We went up to their AGA. They're a very commercial band. They're interested in providing for their people. They're involved in the Site C Dam project. They've got a $6 billion green hydrogen project that's just to the north of us. They have a frac sands project that's just to the east of us. So they want this project online as quickly as possible, and they'd like to partner with us to get that accomplished and consult the government with us.
Okay, that brings you up to speed with Defense Metals. Again, that interview was posted on Thursday. Everyone, thanks for tuning in to the second hour of the weekend show. Alice told me that he will be back next week with a full show, so we can all look forward to that. And in the meantime, as always, keep in touch with me through email. I love hearing from each and every one of you, and I hope you all have a great weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.